You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm your host, Alexis Kenyon. It's holiday season, and what better time would there be to get into the weeds about how we calculate election results? Today, I talk with Mark Parsons and Neil McDermott, two members of the League of Women Voters Election Integrity Team, who say, rather than hanging chads or election fraud, people should spend more time thinking about the math behind election results. Neil, Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the interest.
Absolutely.
This is wonky stuff, but I hope that you'll see how critical it can be.
Right. So to start, you wrote an article for Boulder Beat about election result data. Tell us why you're interested in election result data and what you think needs to change.
So this topic has been an issue for a long time. For decades, we have been frustrated with the lack of information election officials report. They don't give us all the details that are surprisingly important. So the confusing thing is the way that it's reported now. The obvious thing that most voters would want to know, most observers, is what fraction of the voters support a candidate. Instead, it's reported by the total number of votes that people made. The obvious thing is to report it based on the number of ballots.
But why does that matter? What's the point of differentiating between those two? What difference does it make?
That the point is to show what percent of the voters who supported a candidate rather than the percentage of total votes. And so when you calculate the percentage of the votes, you get a very small number. But if you calculate the percent of ballots, i.e. the number of voters that had a vote for a certain candidate, you can see what percent of the electorate supported that candidate. So Mark Wallach was the overwhelming popular candidate in this last election, and he won something like 53% of the ballots or the vote. So 53% of the voters supported Mark Wallach. And that's much more illustrative than the 13% of the votes that he got. You get a much better sense that, you know, he is a well-supported candidate.
Okay, let me make sure I'm tracking. So you're saying in this November's Boulder City Council race, because of the way the results are reported, if you look at the election figures, it would seem like Mark Wallach was barely elected with only 13% of the votes. But if you calculated the percentage differently, you would see that actually more than 50% of voters who filled out a ballot voted for Mark Wallach.
Right.
How is that possible? What is the problem here?
There's not a problem with it per se. You can still determine who won, but it doesn't give you a sense of how well supported the candidate was. So let's say there's 100 voters and each one of them gets 5 votes, right? So that's then 500 votes. And a candidate that wins 50% of the voters, that only shows up as 10% of the votes.
Okay, so I need to make sure I have this straight. I'm a voter. I have options to vote for 5 people. If I fill out all 5 of the things, that means each person would get a vote, right? One of the candidates gets half of the people to vote for them. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, so they get half of the people to vote for them. Half of the people voting for him would only be 50 out of 100.
Right.
Or out of 500.
Right.
Okay. So that's where the skewed percentages come from.
Right. So that's just 10%.
So, okay. If everybody voted for 5 candidates, out of the total number of votes that are cast, which is actually 500 votes.
Go ahead.
If you multiply Mark Wallace's numbers by 5, that would be what he actually got. That's what you would get. Okay.
And exactly.
Yeah. And he's like, wow, how did Mark Wallach win with 13% of the votes? Well, he actually got 53% of the voters to vote for him. And that's much more revealing, right? To know that Mark Wallach has that kind of support, that's pretty impressive. You have 5 candidates and he gets, you know, more than half of the voters to vote for him. Clearly he has strong support.
Okay. So, okay, I see what you guys are saying.
Great. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can take the numbers that the clerk reports and multiply them by the average number of votes per candidate, and you get exactly the numbers that we're reporting. So if everybody voted for five, you multiply all the percentages by five, and you get the percentage of ballots. So that it's that straightforward a calculation.
That makes so much more sense. I actually am so surprised that that number would not actually be represented in figures that I see other places.
Yeah, and we don't really understand that either. I think it's because most elections in this country are single winner, right? There's only one candidate that wins. There's one legislator, one mayor, whatever. And so in that case, then it is just dividing by the number of votes. You know, the number of votes and the number of ballots are the same.
So the question is how to report those results. And I actually think that in a single winner contest, you should say 35% of the votes were for Mary, 35% for John, 25% did not vote. You see that 35% is a tie, and so you have a tie. Or maybe, you know, what the clerk would like to report is 50% for Mary, 50% for John, and completely ignore the fact that a quarter of the electorate didn't even show up because, I mean, I it's not quite embarrassing, but it's...
I think it would
confuses
create,
things.
Yeah, it confuses things.
I mean, it's confusing because these numbers are very forward facing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different ways that you could actually give the numbers. The numbers are supposed to be something that are, you know, numbers are numbers, but I guess not.
Oh, but data presentation is really important. That's where my interest is. The data are there. The clerk, and particularly this year, did a really nice job of making the data available, but it's just how they're presented in a way that they're interpreted.
Yeah. And the current practice is to kind of shift the focus away from people that didn't vote for a particular contest. And I think that's inappropriate. And let me tell you why. I think major elections in the US have been swayed because ballots are badly designed. There are major elections where, you know, the famous butterfly ballot or other ballots where a contest is kind of hidden right next to the instructions. And there are elections that I think it's clear have been swayed because people just not intentionally didn't vote. And if they had voted, it would have swayed the results. So if we knew on election night, oh my gosh, why is District 25 in Broward County have a huge rate of not even picking a senator vote in the state of Florida? So that has happened. And that's why I think we actually really need to report these results so that we can notice anomalies like that.
And then the other thing is our turnout is also quite low. You know, and I think that's what's really disturbing is that people are winning without getting anything resembling a majority.
Yeah, I think we need to focus on two varieties of lack of engagement and how important they are. If we knew not only the lack of engagement by voter turnout, but also by undervoting, I think that would help us as a society and as administrators and activists to draw attention to the importance of getting your vote counted on every contest in every election.
Well, Mark Parsons and Neil McBurnett, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks.
Thank you for the opportunity.